This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always, always, always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. just being part of the conversation, part of the solution, right? I mean, when you think about this, if you got the information you need, you can make a difference. You can make a change. You can push back. Which is exactly what we want you to do. We want you engaged, we want you involved, and we want you pushing back. Really that simple. All right, still got a lot going on, a lot I want to talk about. Again, just for those of you tuned in, Donald Trump trounced Nikki Haley. And it's no surprise, right? Nobody's surprised. CBS, ABC, they all have already called Trump the winner. And we'll talk more about the percentages and the votes and that kind of stuff in the next hour. Brad Dake is going to join me in a few minutes. But there was a little disappointment was how well Biden did with the Democrats. But there was an exit poll done by a couple of reporters who were grabbing voters on their way out. And surprisingly, a massive majority of them said that they voted uncommitted, which I don't understand. We don't have that here in California. Voted uncommitted in the Democrat primary, which means they didn't vote for Joe, apparently, and they didn't vote for any other Democrat, right? But they said they were going to vote for Trump in the general because Joe Biden has done absolutely nothing for them. He's actually made their lives worse. Reporter Samuel Robinson, he was on the ground in Dearborn, Michigan. He was interviewing several Dearborn residents, such as Hassan Balhas. Hassan Balhas voted uncommitted. He said, I won't vote for Joe Biden in November. He said, I'd much rather have Trump. Now, Republicans and Democrats are the same. He said, I work two jobs right now. I never had to before under any president. Right? What's he saying? So Joe Biden is not cutting it. Bidenomics is not working for these people. And even though, you know, it's funny, they're so self-unaware, they can't believe. When you say something like this to them, one of their own, old-time Democrat, they're not listening. They can't. They don't believe you can be correct. Seriously. James Carville, the Democrats' Democrat, right, was the guy who helped, Billy Bob Clinton get out of trouble. He says the Democrats are in trouble right now. You shouldn't have put up Joe Biden. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Trump's approval rating right now with Gen Z is higher than he is with any other age group. Let that sink in. Right? Gen Z represents those currently between the ages of 18 to 24. A recent Harvard CAPS survey found that 57% of voters approved of the job Trump did as president, 41% disapproved. You know, what's really funny is when you hear those and you hear the questions asked, I wish they would ask one or two more questions. Where did he fail on the economy? Where did he fail on this? I mean, lay it out. Yeah, he made mistakes. No question about it. I'm not a Trumper to the point where he did nothing wrong. Right? But you're still looking at a group that was not very Trump-friendly at one point. When you break the approval rating down, you know, with the previous numbers, 64%, the majority of Gen Z voters, approved of the job that Trump did as president. But you want to look at this because these are warning signs for the Democrats. I don't know. Maybe they're hoping all these illegals they brought in over the border will somehow get them to vote and vote for Joey B. But Joe Biden's reelection hopes in 2020, you know, when you look at it in 2020, young voters were crucial to Biden. You know, the Generation Z and millennials and so on. Right? They chose Biden over Trump by over 20 points. Not going to happen this time. They've seen the man work. Doesn't work. The age group with the second highest approval rating of Trump's presidency and the Harvard CAPS Harris Sun were responders ages 55 to 64, and that was 60%. Those aged 25 to 34 and 35 to 44 both hung in at 58% approval of Trump. Now, I'm not a big poll guy. They are a snapshot in the moment, if you would. But it is information. Now, the one factor that the pollsters really found hurting Joe Biden, and you would have thought with his forgiveness of all that student loan debt, he's a shoo-in, right? But hurting Biden with the younger voters is his staunch support for Israel. Right? And I got to tell you something. Really, seriously. You don't back down and off what you believe is truth. I don't care who they are. Trump has approached this in a little different way. He just constantly says there would be peace in that region if I was still president. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more of Brad Dacus when we come back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Mazzina, always willing to fight for you, alongside you, I should say. Joe Mazzina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I always say, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the way we win. When you're informed, we win. When you're spewing off of what you saw on Twitter or X or whatever it's called, we lose on a regular basis. Seriously. Let me bring him on. I always enjoy it when he's on with me. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me, as he does pretty much every week. You're such a jet setter, though, Brad. I mean, every time I talk to you, you're somewhere else, you know?
Yeah, I know. Well, today I'm home, which is nice.
Isn't it? You're probably sitting there with your feet up on the coffee table, your wife's ready to slap you, a cup of coffee in your hand, ready to go, you know? So. All right. I don't know if you've been watching this case or how closely you've been watching Fannie Williams, Willis, I'm sorry, and looking at her lover, no other way to put it, Nathan Wade. And, you know, they've proven through text messages now that this dating relationship was going on before he was hired, before he was given the assignment for the Trump job. 11,000 plus, over 12,000 actually, text messages to each other for 11 months before he was appointed. I think it was a little over 2,000 phone calls, extended, you know, phone calls, and 40 visits to her house overnight by pinging his phone and knowing that. This thing, and they're caught lying. So,
yeah, and he,
go ahead.
Yeah, you said overnight, by the way.
Oh,
so I think that's significant observation, overnight.
Yes. Yes.
So visiting her house, not the office, her house,
yeah,
40 times overnight. And then you had someone testify, a very credible witness, that, yeah, actually they were having a relationship, romantic relationship beforehand.
Yep.
So they both flat out lied under, you know, under oath. They're guilty of perjury, I believe so.
Well, but let me add one more caveat to that, right? All these trips that they went on around the world, he claims that she reimbursed him in cash. He said she gave him cash for that. He claims he was reimbursed in cash, but he can't prove the deposits were made into his bank. So this is smacks, not just money laundering, but corruption.
Right.
So what's it going to take to get her removed, and would this tank the case?
Yeah, well, I will say she will be removed. They will both be removed. I believe this judge has no choice, even though the judge is not a fair judge, not an unbiased judge. I think this judge has no choice in order to save their own skin. They've got to have these two removed. It is going to impact the case, and it could actually greatly mar the ability for the prosecution to move forward. So we'll have to see what happens. The case may be moved to another county, the judge may be in a very difficult situation to move on from here. You know, if you find two crooks were the ones who were behind your prosecution, it just gives great question of the credibility of the whole case to begin with, and the credibility of the evidence even provided to the grand jury to support it. I think that this is very, very problematic. It's deep. So it'll be interesting because, frankly, I've never in my life have I ever seen this scenario. So I mean, I'd like to go to reference to the, yes, I remember back in the case, you know, 1984 when da da da. I can't. I've never seen this before, so it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But needless to say, the longer the song plays, the more people want to leave the dance, and the more people want to see this come to a close. And
but ultimately, when they look at all the evidence and they look at how much these two have lied, including the Wade, could they not sit and say, okay, if these two were lying about all this, how could anything be credible in the report that they put together? Couldn't you have a good solid ground to dismiss the whole case?
Yeah, and I think that's what the argument will be made. I have no doubt that Trump's attorneys, very skilled, qualified attorneys, unlike the prosecution, that they're going to move without a doubt to have this just completely dismissed, and I do believe that there's a credible chance that could happen, but if there's different, like I said, there's different scenarios, different directions, and you know, I'm just like, this is no man's land, and unfortunately it's because how sick our courts have potentially become, our prosecutors. I've never seen prosecutors and those in this scenario, district attorneys, and with this fact pattern, ever.
She was removed 3 years ago from another case for a conflict of interest that she didn't divulge.
Close, right. And,
yeah, so this is not the first time she's been mixed up in something that isn't quite above board.
But this is really over the top in terms of both lying, the bias in the relationship, and then the money and the whole nine yards. It's You know, there's only one crook in this case. You know, there's only two crooks in this case, and it's not, and one of them is not named Donald Trump. It's the prosecution, and it's sad to see this happen, but in a way, it's very revealing, I think, to the character and the lack of integrity and the scrupulous motives and questionable motives all along of this whole prosecution process, at least in this court.
All right, so we're at it again where, God, these people. Alvin Bragg is asking the judge to gag Trump ahead of his hush money trial. And again, here's a trial where the woman was paid to keep her mouth shut, and now she's coming. I don't know what she wants. She wants her 15 minutes of fame or whatever it is. Again, right. Another case that should have never been brought. But the egregious part of this now is Bragg is, he must be worried about Trump saying, look, Your Honor, shut his mouth. Can this really hold?
I think it's very problematic because, you know, the First Amendment protects freedom of speech, and we don't release our freedom of speech when we have a lawsuit brought against us, criminal or civil, as a general rule. Now, there can be limitations placed for maintaining the integrity of the trial, not to bias, say, a future jury, etc. But when the case is over, as what this was originally, you know, or in this kind of a scenario, I think that the judge would be very foolish to try to issue a gag order because, number one, I think it's unconstitutional. Number two, if he issues it, Trump will not abide by it.
We got to go for a break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Brad Diggins when we return.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. According to a recent poll by Monmouth University, illegal immigration is the number one concern among voters. The survey found a significant number of voters perceive the issue as highly problematic. Across party lines, 8 in 10 Americans view illegal immigration as at least somewhat serious. As lawmakers rush to avert a partial government shutdown, border funding and aid to Ukraine have emerged as significant hurdles. House Speaker Mike Johnson underscored that border security remains the primary focus for Republicans, prioritizing it over any spending measures related to Ukraine or Israel. In February, consumer confidence dropped. The Consumer Confidence Index, as reported by the Conference Board, dropped by nearly 4 points following 3 consecutive months of improvement. The board's chief economist attributed the decline in February to persistent uncertainty surrounding the U.S. economy. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, sending me messages. Send me an email, joe@joemessina.com. joe@joemessina.com. Head over to the website, joemessina.com. Sign up for the email blasts and all of that. I mean, it's great information, great stories coming out. You can quit anytime. I really, please, just get involved. That's really what I want you to get informed. That's the biggest thing for me. Brad Dinkins joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. I'm going to let him finish up his thought, and then we're going to talk about PJI. And you were talking about the gag order that Alvin Bragg is trying to get against Donald Trump, probably because he knows that Trump is going to make a fool out of him over his First Amendment rights.
Right. I think that Trump will not abide by it. I think Trump, along with many scholars, see this as far-reaching, overreaching, and unconstitutional, arguably, with regard to the First Amendment free speech rights of Donald Trump. So I don't think Donald Trump is going to abide by it, and I can see him not only violating it, but violating it by quoting founding fathers and the Constitution, and then the judge is going to be in a pickle, having to decide, do I wimp out and just not enforce my own order, or do I arrest this man, Donald Trump, put him behind bars, prevent him from campaigning, and basically creating chaos in America, while the average American is going to look at this and say, oh no, not in my country. We will not tolerate this kind of tyranny the same way our founding fathers didn't tolerate that kind of blatant tyranny. And so it could be disastrous for our nation
These are all things being asked for in New York City. And these rulers of New York City are they're all Trump haters. So,
right.
You've got to stop and say, okay, how far will they go and how far is he going to have to take it? They're going to have to give a hotline, like a Batcave line to the Supreme Court for him, the way things are going.
Right. In the Supreme Court, I predict we will see the Supreme Court probably having to intervene at some time between now and the election in November. But it is shocking to see when we have prosecutors, district attorneys, judges, that no longer take their oath seriously. to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, but rather see this as a power grab for them to invoke their own tyranny, their own ideology, their own politics, with a new term called lawfare, and trounce upon the integrity of our judicial system. It is extremely dangerous. And we already see what happens. You know, in third world countries when they do this, what happens? Capital leaves those, money leaves those places, jobs leave them,
yep.
And they become third world countries.
Well, you're seeing that in New York City right now. Those developers are leaving.
Yes.
The underwriters are leaving. They don't want to be there because they know what could happen. You know?
Right. It's simply too dangerous because they can't count on the law in New York. They can't count on the fact that they can be there and be treated fairly and equally like others, irrespective of their politics or their religion. New York says, oh, no, not in our state. You don't bow the knee to our politics, our ideology, our mandates. We're going to come after you just like we came after Donald Trump. We found a reason to get him. We'll find a reason to get you. It's something, once again, in law school they never taught us about. I never thought I'd see this in my lifetime.
Yeah. All right. Let's hit some of these other stories real quick. The atheist group, and you know the group I'm talking about, it's the Freedom from Religion Freaks, Foundation. And, they're out of Wisconsin. I think they have these little spy drones that go everywhere to try to figure out how they can cause as much aggravation as humanly possible because they hate God so much. But they're calling for school leaders to remove a prayer that had been posted on a wall in the cafeteria. The prayer reads, Lord, we thank you for this food. We bless it to the nourishment of our bodies and us to your service. Now, an out-of-town atheist were alerted by some parent who reportedly got triggered by the prayer. And the parent also said that there were Bible verses on display in the main office of the school. Now, the Freedom for Religion people stepped in and said, wait a minute, courts have continually held public school districts may not display any religious messages. Now, I know that's not totally true, as long as it's fair and equal, right?
Yeah, there's different ways that this could be addressed. Based on what you told me, that can be very difficult to defend on its face. However, for example, we at Pacific Justice Institute, we assisted school districts to post the Ten Commandments, along with, followed by the Magna Carta, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution,
right,
with the caption, the history and heritage of Western law. That's from a historical perspective. You could also have it from a free speech perspective, where students are allowed to post, or teachers to post their own personal verse that they like for them themselves and their own work quarters, or to allow students, like I say, to be able to post things that student speech, creating a forum for student speech. There's different ways that you can have tolerance towards such speech, which is a part of our culture, it's a part of our society, without children feeling like they're being isolated, proselytized by the state, et cetera. And I think the Supreme Court is going to be taking a second look at all of this. We have a new Mountain Cross case that we've taken on, and it's a brand new case. We can talk about that probably next week, but it's we think we have a very good chance of prevailing because of the Supreme Court we have and the death of the Lemon Test, which opens the door for much more tolerance towards faith in the open market square.
Yeah. All right. So that one might be a little tough. So, all right, we've got another one. Atheists are angry after the churches feed high school wrestlers, right? Alabama high school's under fire after atheists got triggered when churches agreed to feed teenage wrestlers. The atheists should know it's never wise, right, to stop a Southern woman from, feeding kids. It doesn't really go over well. But apparently they feel it's unconstitutional for them to be out there, feeding the kids, that kind of thing. And I don't know, maybe they have church attire on. It doesn't really say. I don't know what their beef is. Do you know?
Yeah, no, and I would say that they're going to lose that case because the Supreme Court has held that the government can provide for financial support for different religious charity programs. Not only could these religious people could be providing this, it could actually be government funds funding this religious group providing these foods, so long as they're not attaching you know, Bible verses and requiring the kids to hear a sermon in order to get the food. No, that's there's nothing unconstitutional about a religious entity being allowed to participate in charities or support their community just like any other group. The church group will win on this one, as they should.
Yeah, it's funny because apparently the coach, somebody sent me a quick link to it. The coach has put out a request to the local churches if they would be willing to bring water and snacks and that kind of stuff. And they were irritated because the pastors came and basically, you know, gave the kids a pep talk, you know what I'm saying, while they were eating the snacks and such. So they got to ruin everything, right?
Yeah, a little pep talk. You know, it's if it's religious pep talk, you know, hey, these are the kids. As long as the kids aren't forced to, you know, to listen to something like that, the kids can take their Twinkies and you know, walk over away from the you know, from him. Just yeah. Like they could walk over and listen.
Well,
to
they're not locked, as long as they're not locked in a room with him, where they're, you know, they're told that you can get up if you don't want to hear this, you can get up and go. But I'm not so sure it was proselytizing. I'm probably more sure about, hey, you know, you can go out there, you can beat this, you can do this, whatever it is. But I thought that was kind of interesting. Let me see.
It's like school chaplains. Right now, we're working, we're making progress even in Maryland. Looks like we may prevail in Maryland, a blue state. I just talked to our attorney today on my show on this, and it looks like school chaplains are going to become much more normative across the country for public schools, and it makes total sense. They do great work and with real measurable positive results.
Yeah. Well, they don't want to see the numbers. They're not interested. All right. We'll be back in a few minutes. People don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Mussini Show with Brad Dinkus.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. You know what? And I say that because if you're part of a conversation, you're getting the information you need to be able to push back or ask questions, ask proper questions, and that kind of thing. So I've always asked Brad Dacus, like I said, just because I have the mouth doesn't mean I have the knowledge. That's why I bring on guys like Brad Dacus. Founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Thank you. I always love to be on the show. Appreciate it, Joe.
All right. So I got your first challenge for the night. I've got Dave from San Francisco. He says he has a couple of questions. I don't know what about from the guests. So, Dave, Brad is listening.
All right. Well, thanks, Joe and Brad. I wanted to ask, I guess the first thing, I generally don't respect the Pacific Justice Institute. I find they work for the fat cats, and they don't work for American values.
No, wait a minute. See, this is why I hate when guys like you come on. Fat cat, they charge nothing. So, I'm sorry, who's the fat cats they're working for? If you're going to make a statement, back it up, or it's just fallacy.
Well, that's right. The next part of the question. Has the Pacific Justice Institute done anything to compete against Clarence Thomas and Neil Gorsuch's corruption of the U.S. Supreme Court?
All right. Do you know anything about PJI? Is it the kind of cases that they cover? and what's in their bailiwick. You know, would you get a personal injury attorney, lawyer, if you're trying to sue a car company because they made your car run? I mean, are you pulling this together? Or are you just trying to be a shill for the Dems? Well, what are you trying to do here?
No, I'm being an honest American who doesn't like to see American.
No, you're not. If you're trying to figure out what PJI does and to going after Clarence Thomas, then you have no clue as to what they do. Absolutely none.
Has the Pacific Justice Institute filed any brief toward the Supreme Court to deal with the corruption of a Supreme Court justice who not only...
And who would bring the case on, and it's not the case law they work on. This is what I'm talking about, Dave. You call and you talk about this stuff. You know what? It's not what they do, and I'm not going to let you waste his time or mine. So you keep enjoying listening, I guess. You know, whatever. I'm sorry, Brad. Didn't mean to waste your time.
Yeah, well... There's a lot of people, they're quick to make accusations and not really know what they're...
No, he's done absolutely no research
about.
On what
no,
you do.
No, we do all our work without charge. We have the highest rating on CharityNavigators.com, which is an objective source that looks at efficiency, transparency, integrity of nonprofits. We have the highest rating of any nonprofit of our kind doing this work. We have, you know, our offices. We have donated office space. We do our for all our offices across the country. We don't charge for our work. We make sure people get the help that they need. We don't just cherry pick high profile cases. We're very unique in that we work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, and the people we help generally are the people who cannot afford it. They would just get trampled
on. I was going to say, do you go look and see how fat of a cat they are before you take on their case?
That's it. We represent everyone, and we don't have them. We don't charge anyone anything, and it's really important because most of the people we help would not be able to do it. Moms and dads out there who are losing their kids wrongfully by a zealous radical social worker from San Francisco, just because of their religious beliefs. They're losing their kids. They couldn't pay an attorney. They don't have the money. Most parents don't have, or a small church somewhere that's being stomped on by the intolerant San Francisco Bay Area, which we've had happen before, where they try to keep them from being able to existing, or a synagogue keep them from being able to build. No, they wouldn't be able to handle that. So we do all our work without charge, but it's about truth and information and. This kind of false information—it's most unfortunate. I'd like to believe that caller was just naive and wasn't someone who was deliberately trying to spread false information. You know me, Mr. Optimist. Think.
Yes, I know
everyone.
You are. at least I'm glad that you would be, protecting me in court and protecting my rights because you're an optimist. You know. But I have dealt with too many people over the years on the show. You know, they have these emails that come in as people I won't even let on anymore because that's all they're looking to do is spew misinformation in a big way. And I won't allow it. Not anymore. I used to let them go and have some fun with it, but not anymore because it's a total waste of my time, your time, and people listening. So there you go.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Well, it just shows you how real the vitriol is and the lack of integrity in terms of the debate on issues and organizations, and that's why we at Pacific Justice, I think, our work is more important now than ever, because of the extremeness, the radical nature of those willing to sacrifice our Constitution, willing to sacrifice truth and freedom in order to push their agenda, to push their regime, and obtain power and never release it. Much less the preservation of democracy.
But for clarity, too, Brad, you just don't go, as he's talking about this corruption, them wanting you to look into the corruption. What do you do? You go in and with a piece of paper, and the Supreme Court say, "Hey, I want you to." You have to have a case. You have to have something there. You have to have damage that's been done. The whole nine yards, right?
Oh, exactly. And that's why we win more than 9 out of 10 of our cases. We win in court, and mind you, a good number of those are before judges that are, were not appointed by Trump, but appointed by Obama and Biden, et cetera, or Clinton. So we do our work. We do top quality legal work. And, that's, what else can I say? We We always put our clients first.
All right. So let's talk a little bit here. The town that tried to shut down a church that was meeting in a barn. Now, there was a New Hampshire pastor, and he's facing daily fines up to $500 because he's holding prayer meetings and Bible studies in his home. But his home happens to be a barn. So around a dozen or so Christians meet inside the home. He's the pastor of Grace New England Church. Well, good name in England, New England. The congregation meets in the largest room of his home, a giant renovated barn. The pastor hosts a number of gatherings in the barn, including a meet and greet for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. But the church services now are teeing off the local leaders. They don't like it. They don't want it. And now they're trying to shut him down and keep him from having those meetings in his barn. He got a cease and desist order from the city. Anyway.
Yeah, well, that's why we have the Religious Land Use Act. The article's called our LUPA. Just for situations like this, I looked at all the facts of the case just from what I've read.
Yeah.
But I know we would be more than happy to represent him. We have an office there in Pennsylvania, a very sharp attorney, Karen White, who heads up that office. And, this is another example of local government using their power to try to trounce and silence those that they disagree with. My understanding from what I read, those who are trying to stop them, to silence them, do not believe the same, needless to say. They are completely are against the beliefs that are being preached in that church. And this is the kind of tyranny we need to fight. We need to fight it, and in every hill and every valley, and local government, from the White House everywhere, because this kind of tyranny has infected our country on so many different levels. We still have our Constitution, and we still have an election coming up, and I think we can see some great results. And with the great Supreme Court that we have, this kind of tyranny will be addressed, and we're addressing it very aggressively.
My optimist buddy, God bless you. I think it's great. I think, you need a guy that's a fighter and an optimist at the same time to be able to take some of these cases on. So I get it, and I appreciate you for that kind of thing. There's just so much stuff happening out there. You know, Joe Biden, friend. We only have like a minute and a half left, so let's talk about Trump's case there in New York City, where, they're chomping at the bit to take his property away from him, keep him from working again. He's got to be able to do something to get some kind of emergency injunction until they get this thing cleared up, don't you think?
Right.
Or?
Yeah, he should be able to get that. Unfortunately, we're looking at state court, and the appellate court has the same stench of corruption and bias, unfortunately. But we'll see what happens. But principally, he should be granted that while this matter is still pending on appeal.
But at some point, can he run this, even though it's state, with all the stuff that's been done to him? Did he really get due process? Did he really, get what he was allowed? Could he take this to the Supreme Court at some point in time?
Oh, on multiple grounds, yes. Multiple grounds. Procedural as well as unequal treatment. There's
good.
Multiple grounds. And I have a hard time seeing this horrific decision and damages hold up in the end.
Okay. We're at the end. PJI.org. Head over to PJ. Dave from San Francisco. Go to PJI.org and read about them and get informed, and then maybe next time we'll talk. Brad, God bless for what you're doing. Always appreciate your time with me, buddy, and have a great rest of the day.
Thank you.
Yep, Joe Bacino, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with me in the next hour. Yeah, you're stuck with just me. I'll be back.